Hey, sorry to interrupt your meeting, but I did send you an email that I needed one of your boys at this time. Yeah, Karen, it really, as much as I would like to give you a bit of leeway on this one, when I say it's urgent, it really is urgent. Absolutely. I will try and keep him for as short as possible, but really, he's the one to decide when things are going to be finished. One of your reports has a discrepancy that I simply cannot just let it go up to upper management. And I need your boy to really scan through it, understand what's going on, and give me the needed information. No, Karen, I do not think that you can help in this regard. That's why I'm asking for a third party to look into it himself. And as I said, I need him because of his expertise. He's the only one on your team equipped to do this at the moment. If you had another one to spare for me, that would be great. But unfortunately, I know your roster, and I know he's the only one who can provide. Understood? Good. Now, when I send you an email, please, I don't send emails for no reason at all, right? This entire thing could have been avoided if you just gave me what I needed as soon as possible. Now we have to deal with this. Yeah, he's gonna be back as soon as he can. All right, he'll be the judge of that. Okay? If one of you could just please take some notes for him. This isn't school, but seems that some people need to be reminded of what needs to be done. Okay. Hey, you. Come over. I need you. So here's the deal. When I say I need you, I actually do. When I say I want you at my office at this time, at this day, at this, exact hour, exact minute, you need to be there. And I'm sorry for acting like a bitch a while ago, but first of all, Karen deserved that because I did send her an email that I did need you, and she decided to hold a meeting immediately just to avoid not having my hands on you. But you see, this is why I got promoted and she didn't. It's because she doesn't have the balls to actually take what she wants, unlike me. I know that was a little bit mean and harsh and cruel, but I don't like it when I don't get what I want. I'm a busy woman. I need to have what I need. Whatever the hell I want, I ought to have as soon as possible. ASAP, immediately, at this very moment, at this very minute. And if people get in the way of what I want, I will do everything I can to shove them off and get to my destination. And right now, you need to be going a specific destination, my good sir. My husband is away, probably fucking his secretary again, in the guise of an important board meeting in Switzerland, something like that. I don't really care. At this point, this marriage is so broken that I just don't want to spend any of my time and energy figuring out where he's going, what he's doing, who he's fucking, really. My girls are of the age where they can understand what's going on, so I don't want to think about that. And only you have the power to help me forget. Shall we say? You, my dear colleague, you were so good to me, so kind, and so generous, and so loving. Only you can help me forget. So I booked a suite for the two of us tonight and tomorrow evening. I will have to be home in the weekend to support my girls with their ballet performance, but
For the next 2 days, you are mine. And Karen will absolutely have no power over you. I'll let you return to our meeting as soon as we're done here. But I'm pretty sure you'll make it in time. I know her. Spends a lot of time blabbing and yakking about what needs to be done, what must be said, all of these stupid presentations and number crunching, and she really just doesn't get it, does she? She needs a little bit more charm. That's what she needs. She can have all of the ideas, all of the strategies, all of the numbers in her hands, but if she cannot just be a charismatic colleague, partner, whatever you call her, she's not going anywhere. No, she's not. Besides, my boss has already told me that too. But enough about that. Enough about her, enough about my husband, my kids, my boss. I just want to have you. I have been waiting my desk all day, sitting here on my seat, watching the people go and go and go about their day, being oh so fucking bored. While I'm sitting down here, my legs are spread, my pussy is wet, my panties are down on the floor, and you can see it for yourself. You could see where it is right now. It's drenched to the side. Because I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about that talented tongue of yours. I've been thinking about that nice, young, hard cock of yours. I've been thinking about all the ways that you can fuck me the way my husband can't. He never even tried when we were younger anyways. But you... Oh, you. Oh, you. Just have this insane power in you, strength, virility, everything I'm looking for in my husband that he doesn't. All he's focused on is work and business and, no wonder he can never please me when his first mistress is his money. But you? You're not going to be thinking about money when I shower you in it, really. It's my husband's money, really, but who cares? You have lots of it now. Promotion after promotion after promotion that I've given you. All you need to do now is just focus on taking care of me. Come, get on your knees for me. See just how wet I am for you. Because I might be... Well, at that age. But I'm still ripe and still needy and still fucking. Still fucking need to be quenched. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word that I'm looking for. I need to be fucking quenched. For all the years and decades of my husband just leaving me dry. Now that I have you, oh, fucking nirvana. So go ahead, do your duty. Get on your knees, lick my pussy, and make me come. And as always, I'm here to help you. I know you're rock hard right now. You're noticing the way I'm dressed at the moment, the way my tits are shoved up, and you can see just how hard my nipples are. Why? Because my dress is so tight, and I'm barely wearing any bra, really. This is even what you can call a bra. If I just pull my dress down like this and reveal to you nothing but just translucent lace. See? I just, from all the way up here, I could just see your cock stiffening even more, forming a nice little tent. Well, not little. Big, really. Bigger than my husband's. Bigger than any man I've been with, really. And that's why I like you a lot. Well, not just because of that, but you just really get it. You just really get me and my needs. Oh, don't hesitate anymore, You see how drenched I am. You see how hard my nipples are for you. You see how ready I am to just bare myself for you so that you can do whatever the fuck you want to my pussy. So long as you make it come with that talented tongue of yours. Go ahead. Lick me. See what you've done to me. Clean up the mess you've made, really. It's all your fault anyways. If you weren't you, I wouldn't be drenched like this. I wouldn't be able to drown you like this with my pussy. Yes, you feel so good. Oh, that's it. You know, what to do with that clit? fuck, I bet it's so swollen already. That's it. Up and down. Up and down. Don't forget to circle around my clit, please. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Oh, good boy. I can't help myself. You're just so fucking cute and adorable like that. Eager to please and to make me happy and to make my pussy feel so good. Oh, fuck. Such a good, good boy. Such a perfect fucking boy. Oh, yeah. Let me just lock my heels around you like this and keep you there. Oh, all the things I would do just for you to just stay there on your knees. You like it? You like it when my thighs just squeeze around you a little bit like this? You like it when I keep you in place where you belong, where you're supposed to be, right? You like it when you just get to stay there and do nothing, be nothing but a perfect little fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Good boy. Good, good, good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yes, go ahead. You can do a little bit more than that, but you're back into it. Let me tighten my heels around you a bit more. Tighten my thighs around you a bit more. So you just know how much I need you. Do you feel it? The way I'm clenching you right now. Fuck. And when we get to the hotel later, oh, God, I'm going to do all of the things I've always wanted to do to you. Fuck. I'm gonna tie you to the bed and sit on your face and let you feel how good my thighs are. Let you taste my pussy. Let you eat it. Have it all completely. I'll be your lovely little dessert. How does that feel? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just like that. good boy. Good boy. Why don't you go ahead and unzip your pants and stroke yourself for me too, huh? I want you to be hard and ready so I can milk your cock too. So I can have that nice cock deep inside me. I can ride you and I can make you come so hard as a lovely little reward. How does that sound? Oh, fuck. God, your tongue is so amazing. You're doing such a good job following all of the things I told you. Everything I've taught you, you are doing so well. So well, my good boy. Go ahead and finish me off. I'm getting close anyways. Don't forget to stroke your cock. I'm getting close. Oh, I'm getting close. Do you want me to come? Do you want me to come for you? Yeah? Yeah? Why don't you ask for it then? Ask for it. Tell me. Tell me that you want my cum. Tell me. Tell me that I should give you your cum because you've been such a good boy. That's it. That's it. Are you a good boy, huh? Are you a good boy, huh? You want my cum? You want my cum? Yeah? 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 Good boy. Good, good, good boy. Good, good boy. Oh, fuck.
You really just got it, don't you? That's it. Lap it up. Lap me up. Make sure I'm properly clean. Oh, fuck. No, no, no. Stay on the floor. Lie down even, please, if you can. Okay, hurry it up a little bit because I want you. I want that nice big cock. I want it nice inside me, all snug and deep and just, oh fuck, giving me everything I've ever needed. Fuck. That's it, just relax. Do you feel it? Do you feel how wet and hot you've made me? Huh? That's just the tip of your cock right now. You can slip it in inside me so easily because of all of the good work that you've done for me. And you're so fucking hard and big and perfect and hot and thick and, oh god, just rubbing my thumb against your pulsing veins. Fuck. Fuck me, you're so fucking hard. Ugh. Every woman would be lucky to have you, trust me. Young or old. Please. Oh, every woman should be begging to have you. But I do. I have you, and you're mine. And not even fucking Karen can take you away from me. Fuck. Let's go ahead. I need to have you right now. I want to feel that cock of yours pulse and pulse and push and spread my pussy apart and fuck. Oh yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh yes. Oh, it feels so good. Yes. Do you feel how tight I am? Do you feel how hot? Hot I am for you, how wet I am for you. Oh, that's all because of you. It's because you just feel so fucking good. It's because you feel so fucking amazing. I must have you every single day. Every single chance that I can get, I must have you. I must have you. Fuck. Feels so fucking good. My good, good, good boy. That's it. That's what you feel. You feel me squeezing you tighter? Are you getting close, my good boy? Are you getting close? Well, normally I won't let you come this quickly. But seeing as I'm going to have you later anyways, I'm going to need you to preserve that energy because I want you pounding deep inside me when I'm done giving you your dessert, okay? So go ahead. Come inside me. Come inside me and give me a loving cream pie, won't you? A nice, thick cream pie for your boss, huh? All for me, huh? That's it. That's it. Give it to me. Give it to me, my good boy. Go ahead. Tell me how much you want to come inside me. Tell me how much you want to come inside me. And give me every drop of your cum. Go ahead. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, come for me. Give me your cum. Give me every single drop of your cum. That's it. Shoot it inside me. Shoot every fucking drop of that cum inside me. Push it. Push it deep inside me and cum. Every drop. Every drop. That's it. Every drop. That's it. Pulse and twitch and shoot that cum inside me. Every drop. That's it. Make sure. Make sure you leave every drop in. Fuck. Oh, fuck, so good. Fuck, you're so, so fucking good. Ah, yes. Good boy. Good, good boy. Ah, yes. You are absolutely amazing. For
Unfortunately, you will still have to go back to that meeting and deal with Karen. Sorry to bring that up to you while you are still in post-orgasm bliss, but I too have some shit to deal with, so when you're ready, get up, get your clothes on, freshen up a little bit. You can have some water in my bar right there, or even some alcohol if you need it, I don't care. And my driver will pick you up tonight to whisk you away to the hotel. And don't worry about your clothes, I can definitely help you in that department. I'll see you later.